So, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. This verse, verse 48, is the last sentence of the chapter 5 of St. Matthew's Gospel. It is really a concise summary of the chapter that began with the Sermon on the Mount, the New Law. It is not a recommendation, nor a suggestion, but a very lofty command. To be like God in everything, in holiness, charity, forgiveness, mercy, to be perfect. Of course, we are immediately overwhelmed by this command. It is quite impossible for any created being to achieve this by his or her own effort. We must, however, set this as our goal, knowing that it is only by God's grace that we can ever come close. The specific example of perfection given today is charity. You could say, to rephrase the last words of that sentence, be as charitable as my Heavenly Father is charitable. Our Lord says, you have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. To be as perfect as God then means that we love our enemies, or better yet, that we really have no enemies. Our only enemy is sin, not the sinner. Once again, we must look at our Lord himself. From the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, the very people who treated him so horribly. From the confessional, through the ministry of the priest, our Lord says to us, I absolve you of all of your sins. Over and over again, he shows this great charity to us, even though we sometimes act as if we were his enemies. The second example of charity is given to us by St. Paul in the Epistle. St. Paul is concerned with taking up a collection for the faithful in Jerusalem. The Jerusalem church was extremely poor, but notice he makes no mention of money or alms. Instead, he uses a more spiritual vocabulary. Grace of God, gracious act, wealth of generosity, service to the holy ones. Then he gives two examples. First, remember the example of the Macedonians, very poor people, and yet they gave from their heart to God and to those in need. Isn't it true that the most wealthy are not always the most generous? Those who have little, those who know what it is like to suffer, are many times the most ready to give because they know how much it means. We are commanded to be generous according to our means, as God is generous to us. A second example is shown by our Lord, who for our sake became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. The sacrifice of our Lord did not begin on the cross. It did not even begin with his birth. It began in heaven when he consented to the Father's will that he would lay aside his glory and come to earth to save us. This emptying of self for the other is at the core of our Catholic faith. What implications can we draw from these lessons? A few suggestions. Perfection and holiness must be our constant goal. It's not the goal of someone off in a far place by themselves only. It's all of our goals, wherever we are, in all the situations in which we find ourselves, in the busy lives that we have. Perfection and holiness must be our constant goal. We must work as if everything depends on us and pray knowing that everything depends on God. The second point, a very important path to our holiness is our service to Christ and his church through sacred music. That is part of our generosity. This is a vocation, and its joys and its sorrows are part of the way that God is forming you and me. Sometimes he is building us up through this work, sometimes he is purifying us, and it hurts. But all the same, by giving him that gift of our vocation, he is giving us much in return. Finally, our personal holiness involves emptying ourselves so that we might grow rich in Christ. As a church musician, you give of your time and your talent and your sweat and your work, sometimes under difficult situations. The offering of your talent is a great act of love to God. It is a gift to him. You are giving this to him. It truly is a sacrificial offering, and so when the priest offers the paten and the chalice and the offertory to God, you are giving the gift of your talent and your music to him as a perfect offering to help make that sacrifice perfect. It is a precious gift, but it is also a sacrificial gift, an act of charity to the poor, to those who are spiritually starving or wounded or in need of some type of inspiration or light in their life. How many souls you have helped come closer to God that you will never know about until you get to heaven. Please remember this always and meditate upon it often. At times the burden can seem unbearable, and what makes it worse is that it can come not only from our enemies, but sometimes from those who we thought were our friends. We have a great task ahead of us, to be as perfect as God is perfect. It can be done by the grace that God offers us. We must become poor in our emptying so that he can fill us with his riches. We must be gracious like God and serve the Holy One.